Okay, today's daf is Yivamah's daf Ayin Ches, and Ayin Ches Mabez, the Mishnah continues discussing the issues of Yichus in Klal Yisrael, and the Mishnah tells us about Mamzerus. Mishnah previously had spoken about Mitzri and Adomi and Amun and Moab, as we spoke about David and Melech the past couple of days. But the Mishnah tells us, Mamzerim Unesinim Asurin V'Yisurin Yisra Olam. A Mamzer or a Mamzeres, or Nasim, but today we're going to focus on Mamzer and Mamzeres. There, Isser is Usser, and it's Isser Olam. It's not like Amun and Moab, which are just the males. It's not like Mitzri Vadomi, which are just the first couple of generations. So, Mamzeres. Mamzeres, there are many issues to discuss regarding Mamzeres. We'll focus on one today, and that is really a sugya that comes up earlier, but again, has to do with Mamzeres. And that is the issue of fulfilling the mitzvah puravu al yedei a mamzer, meaning, Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody is mezana and they have a child out of wedlock, and the child is a mamzer with an ashes ish, it's an aveir, it's terrible. But is there a mitzvah puravu? We've had unusual discussions of puravu in this pesachta. I remember the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish about whether when somebody is non-Jewish and they have children and then they convert, do they fulfill the mitzvah? Do they get the mitzvah puravu? What happens if Rachmana Litzlan, a child predeceases a parent? Rachmana Litzlan, is there a mitzvah puravu? So there are many various issues. So today we'll discuss puravu with a mamzer. So the Mishnah back on Daf Chav Beis, and related to that is the Yerushalmi quoted on that mission. The Mishnah Bashar Chafes discusses that if somebody has a son, Mishieshlo Ben, Mikol Makom, Poter Eishes Aviv Minayibum. If somebody has a child, doesn't matter what child, what kind of child, boy, girl, as we'll see, grandson, there's no Yibum. So we know Yibum is only if there's no descendants. If there are any descendants, so then there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So the Mishnah says, Mishieshlo Ben, Mikol Makom, any son. So what is that lashon of mikol makom, including any son? So the Mishnah there says mikol makom, even a mamzer. Mikol makom lasuye mai, amar of Yehuda laasuye mamzer. To include a mamzer, if a man has a mamzer son and he dies, then there is no mitzvah of yibum to his wife because he is considered to have had a child, even if it's an illegitimate child. My taima de amar kra uven ein lo ayein. Love. So the Gemara says that Mamzer prevents the mitzvah of Yibum kicking in. So on that Gemara, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, all the Rishonim, quote the Yerushalmi, that adds, Binohu l'chol davar, afilu l'pirya verivya ulishnia. That's the Girsa that the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran all quote. It's his son, but l'chol davar, not only for Yibum purposes, but for Puravu and for Shnia. What does Shnia mean? Says the Rashba, I'm reading, Lomar Sha'af al-pi shenolad ba'aveira, even though he was born ba'aveira, so number one, the father's notes in the midst of Puravu, and number two, there it goes, are Shnios, the Gemara we had earlier, relating to all of the secondary Durabanan Arias that the Rabbanan created as a Gzeira, so they were also Gozer Shnios by a Mamzer. We're not going to get into Shnios now, what's the Havamina, why you would think otherwise, but this is the Yerushalmi, so it seems to be pretty Mefurish. It's a Mefurish Yerushalmi, as quoted by all the Rishonim, and it's a Mefurish Halacha quoted in the Ramah in Eben Ezer. Eben Ezer and Simon Aleph, we know that's the Simon of Beparavu, the first Simon in Eben Ezer, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayev kol adam lisa isha kedei lifros velirbos. The chiyuv of a person is to get married in order to have children. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes all the different ma'amari chazal about children. V'mishe enosek peri v'rivyo kilu shofech damim u'mayres hatmus. Right, we had this oral earlier in this mesechta mitzvah where the Shulchan Aruch talks about the age of a person to when it's appropriate to have get married. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, No de lo zachar in a cave of a mesu, as we spoke about earlier, v'inichu banim, as long as the children left, grandchildren, so then it is enough. And then the Ramah says, Haya haben mamzer, ocheresh shota v'katan, kiyem hamitzvah. Right, mamzer, that's our issue now. Even a mamzer, one is yotze, the mitzvah peruvu. Not our issue now, but it's on that halacha of the Ramah that the Chalkas Mechokek discusses, yesh lehistapek. Isha shenis abra ba'ambati, a woman who got impregnated in the bathhouse, right? If she, if earlier poskim talk about a woman goes in after a man had been there, and the sperm is still there and vibrant, and somehow, and then it goes into her somehow. Imkim apuravu v'imikri b'nol l'chol davar. Right? What does that have to do with us? It has to do with in vitro fertilization and other related issues. But that's the discussion in the Chalkas Bechokik. That is not our topic. But the Ramah says beferish that somebody is b'kayim puravu, a man is b'kayim puravu if they have a mamzer. The question that's always must be asked is that, okay, the Bavli didn't say this beferish. So the fact that the Yerushalmi says this, you know, what does the Bavli hold? Does the Bavli hold that, oh, it's so obvious it doesn't have to be mentioned, or it's wrong, and that's why it's not mentioned? So it's not clear. In this case, it doesn't really matter because the poskim assume that it must be obvious that there's no machlokes, and the Yerushalmi is halacha lemaisa. Anyway, this is the background. The Aruch Laner on the Gemara, on Daf Chaf Beis there, cannot fathom that this is true. And he argues on the Ramah, and he says, how could it be that you're going to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Puravu with a child who is a mamzer? First of all, he quotes the point that we just made, that the Bavli doesn't say it. But he says, and how could the Ramah paskin that way? It's at least a suffix. At least a suffix, the Bavli doesn't mention it. You should at least have to be machmir and say maybe he wasn't Yotzei and he should have another child. Suffik daraisa the Sorach Livsuk Lachumra. Va'od. The Riff and the Rambam don't quote this Yerushalmi. They don't say a word. So what does that mean? Shahare Gami Divri Arifa Rambam Shalom Heviu Divri Yerushalmi Nira Kain. The Yerushalmi Loma Farish Loma Sisan Kain. He says, the Yerushalmi asks a question. Ubalavachi Kashalani has Daiti. Now he gets into Svara. Eich Efshar. Dibimamzer Kia Mrs. Puravu. How could you say it, Misvara? Hare Mitzvah Zu Makayim Bishaz Bia. Shemotzi Zera. Vahari Oz over Alisar Kares, Veib Kain Have, Mitzvah Haba Baveira. Isn't this, asked the Aruch HaShulchan, a Mitzvah Haba Baveira? And therefore, how can you say you're Yotzei the Mitzvah? We know Mitzvah Haba Baveira, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. Usually, if somebody uses a stolen lulav for the Mitzvah of Lulav, so you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Lulav. Mitzvah Haba Baveira. So ask the Aruch Laner, isn't this a case of a mitzvah b'aveira? And even according to the poskim, I say mitzvah b'aveira is only a problem midrabanan. Maybe we'll get to that. But here, at least midrabanan, the Ramah should say that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of puravu. And therefore, I don't know why the Ramah just says it as a poshet mikol makom. Das Ramah shekazakim b'pshita sarach iyun mikoach hakushyas hanal. I think it is a problem, right? The aveira and the mitzvah is shas bia, and therefore it is a problem. If you look in the Radvaz, now going back a couple hundred years earlier than the Aruch Laner, the Radvaz also finds difficulty in this shita chelik zayin simin beis. He says, you also ask this problem. All mitzvahs in the Torah. This is the Shas principle. The kol shekein mitzvah b'aveira chamura v'gedola kazu sha'achar nafsho v'nishmaso. He says, look in the Yerushalmi. Another Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has the sugya mitzvah b'aveira by stolen matzah. Stolen matzah, Masechah Shabbos. If you steal matzah, so then it's a mitzvah b'aveira. Not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. So he says, and here, kuli amamodo, tekivan, sheba b'aveira, ein erva mitzvah. Ula olam haba, banim elu shechoshiv, shekiva mitzvahs puravu. You think these children are going to bring you to the olam haba for the mitzvah? Moridinos olaber shachas, umafsikinos umimakom chiyuso. Right, it's a very emotional Radvaz, where the Radvaz says, how can it be, right, that you are Yotzei the mitzvah in this? And he says, what do I do about the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi that the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ran all quote, right? The Yerushalmi said, right, Afilu Lepiria Verivia Ulishniya, says the Radvaz, and only someone of the Radvaz's stature can do this, it's a wrong Girsa. It's a wrong Girsa. Girsa Mishu Beshesh Nistabilem. Classic example of a Rishon who, you know, because of Svara, He reworks the Gersa. Maybe he had an old text that was a little different, but he says there's a Gersa Meshubeshes. I have a different Gersa, and I think their Gersa is wrong. Shalanu. This is what it says. There's one extra word in my Yerushalmi, says the Radvaz. Boy, Rabbi Bun. Rabbi Bun asked, Binohu l'chol davar, afilu l'pirya v'rivya. Okay, and the next word in the Gersa of the Rishonim is Ulishniya. Well, the shnia for shnia, and when you translate that as shnios, but the Rashba has velo shnia. Velo shnia. What is velo shnia? Nothing to do with shnios. Because after all, what does shnios have to do with it? Shanya means answer. Velo shanya is like teku. There's no answer. Meaning Rabbi Bun asked, is it benola chaldar afilo the period of Arivia? And the answer is teku. Velo shanya. V'achi perusha velo pashta. V'nishar hadavik adavar besafik etzlo. So it's a suffix in the Yerushalmi. Our Bavli doesn't even mention it. And therefore, I think it's wrong. And I have a Mefurish Tosfos. Mefurish Tosfos? Is there a Rishon out there that argues on this Yerushalmi? He says, Tosfos and Mama Basra says a Beferish that you're not Yotze Puravu with a child who is a mamzer. Wow, where's that Tosfos? He quotes the Tosfos. Look at Tosfos and Mama Basra on Daf Kuf Tesam and Aleph. What is the Tosfos discussing? The Gemara there is discussing, how do I know that a daughter also is poter for Yibam? Not only if they have a son, is there no mitzvah of Yibam, but even if there's a daughter. Right? It doesn't say that beferish in the Torah. Uven ein lo, right? That's what it says. How do you know daughter? So the Gemara says, kivat linyan Yibam, ben hubas ki hadadi ninu. Right? It's equal. Ben and Abbas are kiyadadi ninu. So the question is, how do you know that? Tosfos asks, Babasra kuftas ben alf, sin yesh nochlin. Vim tomar. Minalan de bas potaris ben ayibim. How do you know that? How do you know that a daughter also is poter yibim? Imi dechsiv uven ein lo ayena lo. And if you say ein lo means ayen, search and see if there's any descendant. Ha itzrich lasu ye mamzer. But what do you mean? You need that pasuk to include mamzer, as we just read the Gemara before, Yivamas Chabez, earlier. So mamzer is included. Right, not daughter. So how do you know daughter would be included? V'yesh lomar, d'shkulin v'yavo shneihem. They're both included. They're both included. And what do you need the limud for? So Tosfos says, well, each one has an element that the other one doesn't have. And that's why you need to include daughter, and you need to include the other mamzer in the Gemara. So the Tosfos says, "Ulachi parach shaper di iser krala zera zara kasher hechisu yalev zera zara pasul inami yesh barabos bas shopoteres ben ayibum milo yimache prat leze she'ein shmo machui." Right, if somebody has a daughter, his name is not blotted out. The mitzvah of yibum is to make sure that the son's name is not blotted out forever. But he already has a daughter, so his name is not blotted out. D'chiyagavna darish biyavamis ava mamzer. Here's the line. Avo mamzer itzrich riboy, but mamzer you need to have a pasuk to include that he would poter from yibum mishum debezera pasul akati aveshmo machui, because after all his name is blotted out even if he has a mamzer. That's Tosfos, and therefore you need a pasuk to tell me that mamzer also is poter from yibum. So the Radvaz looks at that Tosfos and says, oh, Tosfos says that you need a pasuk to say that mamzer is poter from Yibam, because without the pasuk, I would have said Shmo Machui. His name is blotted out. That means that Mamzer does not get you the mitzvah Puravu. That's what the Radvaz says. So one second. The Tosfos doesn't say a word about Puravu. The Radvaz says, oh, I have a Tosfos that agrees with me, that there's no Puravu if somebody has a Mamzer child. So 3 points. Number one, Tosfos doesn't talk about Puravu. Maybe there are rules. By Yibam, there's this issue of perpetuating the name of the brother, and there's a difference whether Shmo Machui or Ain Shmo Machui, whether the name is blotted out or not. That's not Puravu. Puravu, you have a biological child, it works. We had Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, if somebody has a child when they're non-Jewish, and then they convert, they're Yotze the mitzvah Puravu. Number one. Number two, what's the Kamashmalan? Remember, Tosfos says, you need a pasuk to teach me that even Mamzer is going to poter for Yibam. And I would have thought Shmo Machui. So once you have the pasuk, Kamash Malan, maybe the Kamash Malan is telling me that he's not so Shmo Machui. A mamzer still keeps the family name going. Right? So who knows? But the Radvaz is so convinced that this Yerushalmi must be wrong, and it's a different Gersa, so he says the Tosfos supports me. But again, it is not Mefurish in Tosfos at all. So what about the Svara? The Svara issue of that the Radvaz and the Aruch Lanera says, Mitzvah Babavera! How in the world could you say that if a man is Mizana with a woman and has a child and there's a Chiyav Misa, he's going to get the Mitzvah of Puravu? Right? How could that? And the Ramah Paschal is that way. Right? So how is that possible? Isn't that a problem? Mitzvah of Avera. So again, I think we might have had a love this year a couple of months ago about Mitzvah of Avera, but there are various answers that one could give for that. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has his kasha. Start learning the Minchas Chinuch. You don't have to get so far. Mitzvah Aleph. Mitzvah Aleph of the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Peruvu. He asked this question on the Ramah. He says, why isn't it a Mitzvah? Zman Kabir Ekshesi. I've been bothered by this for years, says the Minchas Chinuch. I would say that's already a Musar. Things should bother us for years in Torah. Right? I've been bothered for years. The Lama Yatsi Dechova Valo Havi Mitzvah Babavera. Well, that's Habi Rishon and Mitzvah Babavera Minat Torah no Yotze. So he says the following. Mitzvah Babavera requires simultaneity. Simultaneity. Be'idna. It has to be at the same time. Right? If I have a stolen matzah, so then I'm still stealing it as I use it because I have a chiv to give it back. And therefore, that's Mitzvah Babavera. The mitzvah ba'avera lo havi ella in b'shas mitzvah oseh gam kein avera. The be'esrog ha'gazel. B'shas ha'netilo over v'heishav ha'sakzeila. V'zeo mitzvah ba'avera. Aval in b'shas ha'mitzvah lek avera klal. But if there's no more avera, even if I did an avera, that's not mitzvah ba'avera that would prevent the mitzvah. So for example, that same Yerushalmi that the Radvaz quoted, but he didn't quote the whole Yerushalmi, he didn't focus. The Yerushalmi there is machalek between if I steal matzah, I'm not yotzei the mitzvah. But the Yerushalmi says, let's say Pesach is Shabbos, like it was this year. I carry Friday night, I carry matzah through Rosh Hashanah in a place without an Erev, and I bring it to my house. I violated an Issa Daraisa to get this matzah. You know what the Yerushalmi says? You can use that matzah. You can use that matzah to do the mitzvah. Why, mitzvah ba'avera? What's the difference? The Yerushalmi says, a beautiful lashon, the Yerushalmi says, by the matzah gzula, hu gufa avera. By the carrying it, hu avar avera. He did an Avera in both cases. But does the Avera still continue to exist? So if you carry the matzah through the street, there's no more Avera. And therefore you did an Avera, but it's not mitzvah of Avera. That's not going to impede fulfilling the mitzvah. But when it comes to stealing, so here, you're still doing the Avera? When's the mitzvah puravu? The Maisabia? Says the Mechazah, no! The Shas Leda. So he did an Avera 9 months ago. But what does that have to do with the mitzvah puravu? And therefore, he says, the haraya. Right, we know. Let's say a person has a, if the children die, right, later on. We mentioned that before. He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. The kiva the ikra gave a mitzvah him abanim, and that's only later on. There's no avera. So he figures it out halachically, even though at the end he throws up his hands and he says, but hashkafically I still can't find it hard to accept. But he figured it out halachically, but then he just leaves it as a tzorech iyun hashkafically. Number one. But there are other answers to answer the question. Also, other limitations for mitzvah ba'avera. There is a day of Tosfos that's not quoted in our Tosfos, but the Ritva a few times in Sukkah quotes this day, and that is if you look at throughout Shas. Mitzvah ba'avera in the Bavli is found very few times. Very few times. When do we find Mitzvah ba'avera? We find it in Lulav HaGazel, we find it by Lulav, we find it by Karban. That's where we find Mitzvah ba'avera. Right? So why is it so limited? In the Yerushalmi, we also have it by Matzah, stolen Matzah, and we have it by Tevel. But in the Bavli, it's very limited. So the Ritva, in a few places, the Ritva on Daf in the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, and the Ritva on Daf Tes, right, the Rishonim on Daf Tes ask, in Sukkah, the Gemara there quotes a pasuk to exclude a stolen Sukkah. If I steal a Sukkah, how do you steal a Sukkah? That's a good kasha, right? But let's say I go to somebody's house, Sukkah, I force them out of their Sukkah, and I go sit in the Sukkah. So that might be a stolen sukkah. So the Gemara says that you're not yotzei with a stolen sukkah. So ask, why? Because it said there's a pasuk. L'cha l'mutek zula. Chaga sukkas ta'asa l'cha l'mutek zula. So you can't use it. So ask the Rishonim, what do you need a pasuk for? Mitzvah ba'avera. Mitzvah ba'avera. Right? So what do you need a pasuk to say that a stolen sukkah is not allowed? So that's where Tosfos quotes on the daf, oh, maybe Mitzvah ba'avera is only a problem midrabanan. That's that daya in the Rishonim. But if you look in the Ritva quotes Tosfos. Deleka lemeimar. I'm reading the one from Sukkah Daf Tes. Deleka lemeimar mitzvah baba veira ela b'davar haba l'ratzos kegarban velulav avolo b'shar mitzvos. Maybe mitzvah baba veira, according to the Bavli, only applies by certain mitzvos that inherently are meant to bring you closer to Hashem directly. A karban, a stolen karban, is a mitzvah baba veira. A lulav, which is part of davening, we use in davening, we wave it in davening. That's what is called the mitzvah bala ratzos. But by other mitzvos, you don't apply the principle of mitzvah baba veira. And the Ritva says, I don't agree, because look at Yerushalmi Pesachim, masa gzula, matzah. But again, that's not the Bavli. That's not the Bavli. So that could be another answer. Maybe mitzvah baba veira only applies by certain mitzvos, and puravu is not one of those mitzvos. Puravu is not one of the mitzvos of ba l'ratzos. A third option, and then with this we'll finish, a third option could be, and this many achronim point out, based on that same Yerushalmi, maybe mitzvah baba veira only applies when there's a chefza da avera, when there's an object that the avera adheres in the chefza, like a stolen item. It's still adhered. It's labeled as a stolen item, right? That's mitzvah baba avera, where the avera continues. But like carrying the matzah through the street, the avera doesn't adhere. So therefore, maybe there's no mitzvah baba avera here. So here, the avera, you know, doesn't adhere. What do you mean it doesn't adhere? Isn't mamzer a status? Doesn't the avera adhere? You can still be machali. Right, stolen, I steal something. So the item is still called stolen. It's as if the Avera is still being done. By Mamzer, that's a result of the Avera. That's not that the Avera continues. It's not like the Maisa's Nus is happening every second. How do you know? By a Maisa Gedeva, you have a Chiv to return it. That's how you know it still adheres in the Chefza. By a Mamzer, it's the result of the Avera. But it's not that the Avera is still continuing in this person. Right, that's so it's still different. But either way, this is the discussion, a discussion of the Mefarshim on Mamzer regarding Peruvu. Again, there are many topics, but again, today's stuff spoke about the Isser of Mamzer itself, and this is the emotional discussion of the Rishonim about Mitzvah Baba Avera and Peruvu regarding Mamzer. Okay, we'll stop here.